Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So I'm trying to balance. Should I be a hater right now, or should I be kind of a relater? Hater versus relater is my daily battle today on a hump day, because
I feel like you got a little bit of both in you.
But in this situation, I feel like I have to pick a side. Or do I? That could be the question. Shout out to all the loopholes on the YouTube, Twitch, all that. B-Scott in for John Lopez. Hater or relate? Should we hate or relate? So I enjoyed watching the Warriors get their ass kicked yesterday. I enjoyed watching Klay Thompson wet the bed. And I'm enjoying that right now. It appears that this Warriors dynasty, which I'll just be honest, I'm not the biggest fan of, it appears to be crumbling down in front of our very eyes. And the Warriors we've known for a long time have died. They've died.
Yeah.
Now, I do have to acknowledge, though, that about 90 minutes before that result came in, I watched the Houston Astros. I watched them lose 6-2, and I actually came away somewhat encouraged, because that's how bad things are right now for the Astros. Astros' run at greatness started about a year later than the Warriors. I think the Warriors are dead, which I want to celebrate, but then I also look at this Astros, and I think it might be the same damn thing happening in front of my eyes. So maybe I should keep my eyes on my own paper, or maybe I can just hate and relate.
Yeah, I think you can do both. I feel like you can have your cake and eat it too. It's an interesting parallel, and it fits. You know, the Warriors are dead, and it feels like the Astros right now are still in a space where, you know, it's too early. Guy is losing, like, he's losing steam.
Is he here?
I don't know. I haven't heard from him in a while. Like, he's really losing steam, and it feels like it's really time to be worried.
See, there was another thing that happened yesterday that kind of just put in perspective where I think things are with the Astros. And let me know if it's too early. I need as many it's too early guys as possible. I want to hear from y'all. I don't want to dismiss you. I want to hear from y'all. I absolutely want to hear that. But I heard Sean say that he didn't want to mention random wrestlers. I'm going to mention random wrestler. I feel like a kick to the junk Goldust style was watching the Rangers put out on their social media that tomorrow, the debut of one of the most decorated prospects the last couple of years, Jack Leiter, is going to make his pitching debut for the Texas Rangers. A lot of excitement around this. Could this guy be a top of the rotation guy? How is this guy going to look? They're getting an early look at Jack Leiter, and I'm watching Forrest Whitley run out to the bump yesterday after 7 years, 8 years of absolutely nothing. That, for me, on top of the Rangers already dethroning the Astros, that, for me, was almost like a double whammy kick in the junk.
Well, I feel like Forrest Whitley is just kind of an icing on the top, because really, like, I draw the parallels closer to what the Astros' best prospects are and were. And it used to be, not too long ago, Hunter Brown. And shout out to him for bouncing back.
Good outing yesterday by Hunter.
Yeah, shout out to him for bouncing back. But we obviously have our Hunter Brown questions, and we are not talking about him nearly in the way that they're talking about Leiter out there in Arlington. And it's the same way with the latest best pitching prospect in Spencer Arrighetti. And he bounced back, too, a couple of nights ago. But that's another one where we don't feel nearly as good about that as they do up 45. So the Forrest Whitley thing, that's been out of sight, out of mind. And then we get reminded of it in the ninth inning last night. Yeah, I'm with you. That's just the icing on the cake, cherry on top.
He comes out there, gives up the double. Runs don't even go to him. Yeah. Gives up the hard line shot to Tucker.
And then everybody's like, oh, yeah, it's just good for him to get his feet wet.
Gets out of the inning.
Dude, it's been 8 years.
Got his family out there. Shout out to them. Good for them for sticking with their son.
That's a tough situation to come into, though, for your first major league outing. I do feel for him a little bit from that standpoint. The context aside.
He's lucky to be here.
No, the context aside.
He's lucky to be here.
Yeah, no, I get it. Especially when you feel like the team is dying and losing this window. I like this parallel that you drew, because it does exist. Like, I thought about it during the NBA season, how sad it was, the Rockets and the Warriors. And obviously the Warriors dominated that rivalry. Before a while, the Rockets gave them a run for their money. And it came down to this year.
Chris Paul finally beat the Warriors.
Dude, it came
down. He finally found a way to beat the Warriors.
But as a 10th seed. Like, it came down to, like, hey, man, we got a real rivalry over the damn temp seed, an opportunity to just go in and lose immediately in the play-in. Like, that's what it had come down to. That's how, like, you saw the writing on the wall even before they lost this particular game. Like, they have been dead all year. We just finally got to put an end to it with this game. Is it going to go the same way for the Astros? Are they going to even be a wild – like, are the Astros a wild card contender? I don't feel like it right now. They're obviously –
yeah, they are.
They're last. I mean,
when they get healthy, you saw all the pitchers playing catch yesterday. Come on, Lance McCullers and Luis Garcia and Framber Valdez are playing catch.
I'm gonna tell you this: I don't want to hear nothing about playing catch no more, because that's how Framber Valdez apparently got hurt. Damn, playing catch! I'm like, how does that work? You ever hurt your elbow playing catch? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, just playing catch.
Yeah.
Nah, dude.
Yeah. All right, for sure. It's too early. Thank you very much. The 832 on the text line. It's too early. We're only 3.5 out of first in the division. So there you go.
There you go.
We needed that. Thank you very much. I need all the it's early that I can consume. Give it to me, please. Need it. 100% need it.
Hey.
Because watching this squad, man, it's pretty tough.
Yeah.
I mean, even when you put together an effort like that and the bats completely disappear.
Well, that's my thing. Like, I want the window to be extended as far as it possibly can. But the frustrating part about last night was, it's like when one thing goes well, another one doesn't. Okay, you do get the pitching that you so desperately had thought that you needed, right? And you get scoreless, you know, six scoreless innings against their starter, right? It's like, yo, what happened?
Let's hear from this Espada fella, this manager that they hired, the substitute teacher, as I call him. Yesterday they lost, the bats kind of disappeared. Let's hear Joe Espada breaking this one down. Go take it away, Skip.
Today he pitched. He changed speeds. He kept us off balance. We just couldn't do anything. We couldn't get anything going. They pitch well, and our guys are grinding our bats. Going in the ninth inning, they're grinding, fighting till the end. You know, we almost brought Altuve, the tying run, to the plate. We force him to use the closer, which is always a good thing. We keep getting after it.
We forced him to use their closer. We keep getting after it because he came in and got an out.
Dude,
what you're happy about?
Forget the closer. I don't even want to talk about the closer. How about the starter? How about Ronaldo Lopez? And I'm going to point at you again, Dana Brown. You again, Astros brass. I don't know who's in charge of.
There's like 30 guys.
Yeah, so I'm gonna give Dana Brown some slack. Actually, whoever
you know,
in,
you know what? At this point, with how much Jim Crane likes to trade baseball cards and get Reggie Jackson and Jeff Bagwell and Craig Biggio there, I think I might know where Ted Williams' frozen body is. I think he's sitting at the end of the damn table with Jim Crane in there. Didn't they freeze Ted Williams? Wasn't that like a big controversy? I think Jim Crane rolled Ted Williams' dead, frozen body in there, and he's helping make decisions, too.
I'm going to tell you what.
His baseball cards.
I roam around some random parts of Minute Maid Park.
I want to see Jim Crane at a TriStar show, man.
I bet that dude's coming in there with all kinds of mini helmets
and Sharpies.
If I roll up on Ted Williams cold, I'm telling you, I'll be freaked out. I will be freaked out, but maybe not surprised based off of how they've made decisions. And they're clearly not looking at this cat's baseball card because the back of his baseball card doesn't tell you nothing. But he cost 3 years, $30 million, and what? He's out there pitching six scoreless innings for the Atlanta Braves. He was good enough for Atlanta, a World Series contender, somebody that's won a World Series pretty recently against you. It was good enough for them.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Best owner in the history of sports, and he needs a round table trading baseball cards. I mean, give me a break. This is tough, man. This is tough. And then I got to hear this Espada fella go up there. I mean, come on, man.
I'm playing the results on this. It'd be better if it worked. Like, if it was working, I wouldn't have a problem with it. It's just so obviously and painfully silly.
Yeah, I mean, when you just take the lazy way out and you make a hire like this, if the core is still good enough, you can get the job done. If the core is still good enough, you can still get the job done. You can hire Barry Switzer and win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If there's still enough left over.
Yeah. The problem is that the core is heavily weighted in the lineup right now. So it's like if you don't get, you know, seven, eight runs, you don't stand a chance. You know, it used to be with the Astros, and this is part of the dynasty. Same thing with the Warriors. For all the talk about shooting threes, they used to play defense too. Well, with the Astros, they used to get hit and pitch. They can't do both. They need to be able to do both, and they can't do both right now. At least not at the same damn time.
And then you have all these people, and this is brought up on the YouTube. All these people complaining about the wave. Like it's just the worst thing in the world.
It's lame, but I'm past complaining about it. Todd Callis lost his bleep. I don't know if you saw that. Todd Callis lost his bleep about it a couple of nights ago.
Why?
Because this
W. Bro, you don't even say no hitter. So I don't need to hear what you have to say about that.
But he wants the fans to be locked in the game, and if it's a close game late in the game and you're doing the wave.
You don't want them locked in the game. You don't say no hitter.
It was two nights ago when C.J. Stroud was.
You don't say no hitter. You do it because of a Twitter poll. So who cares what you think?
You've got the visuals.
You know what the fans should do? They should do the wave during the no hitter.
Well, I mean, they might as well. You got to deflect it, right?
Oh, I would love to see him melt down for that. That would just be hilarious.
So he's mad at the wave, but he won't say no hitter?
He wants you locked into the game. He assumes.
Okay. Well, you don't want me locked into the game.
He assumes that watching the game that you are locked in, that you are aware of what you know, of what their euphemisms for a no-hitter are. They got ways around it, they say. They say. That's what they say.
Yeah, because of a Twitter poll, right? That's what he said, because of a Twitter poll. That's a quote from him. The poll, majority rules.
Well, his,
like, Twitter's the majority.
Another quote was, if the audience doesn't want it, why would I do it?
The audience is not Twitter.
It is, the audience is not Twitter. I do feel like that's not the best scientific way of polling your audience.
So why don't you go slap the admin while you're at it, since you're just listening to the Twitter audience? Like, why didn't Todd Kalas just go up there and just, like, I don't know, like, go cuss out the Twitter admin? If we're letting that decide what you do when you call a game, why don't you just go do that?
They could do better market research, but I do understand the sentiment. Don't agree with it. Could do better market research, better than Twitter, to make such a weighty decision. I agree with that. But I understand what
it's coming
from.
I just don't get why the wave is such a big deal.
It is.
Lame. I mean, what do you want to do, eating peanuts?
Well, like...
Well, how is that more focused? You're eating peanuts and nachos and hot dogs. How is that more?
Why are we doing it? I don't get it.
I know they do it at soccer. They do it at, like, big-time soccer games, don't they?
Well, at least they be hyped. Yeah. They be hyped the whole time.
Yeah, the wave. At least they're into it.
Ain't nobody hyped during the game the whole time, during the baseball.
It's harmless. Harmless but lame. A lot of lame things are. You of all people, Landry.
What? I don't understand the wave.
You get bothered by the smallest of things, though.
I do, but I think that the wave just became something where baseball hardo decided they were just going to repeat what was said. I think for myself. I don't think people are – I don't think Todd Kalas is really that upset by the wave. I think Todd Kalas is a follower. I think that's why he doesn't say no hitter, because a Twitter poll told him. I think he sees on Twitter that people get mad about the wave, so now he's doing that. That's my problem. It's people getting loud at the game. Who cares? I mean, have you seen what a lot of fans are doing at baseball? Go walk around the concourse. Some of those folks aren't even watching the game, brother.
Yeah.
I mean, they're sitting there eating.
It's a lot of people that don't watch the game,
man. Yeah, they're not even watching
the
game.
Being locked into the game is not my excuse for it. I've done the wave before and have always felt corny when I've done it. And so eventually I just stopped, like, doing it, and it's fine. Like, I don't say, hey, stop, don't do that around me. I just don't really participate. But, I mean, I'm not – been out of shape about it. Todd wants you locked into the game, though.
Okay. Well,
if you're in the, when if the game is out of hand?
Yeah, no, this game wasn't, though. That was his point. He even said that. If the game's out of hand, 12-3.
Right, let me get your wave rules, Todd.
Either way. Yeah, he's got guidelines. There are wave guidelines.
Yeah,
check the rules at the door.
This must have been a Twitter poll.
They should put up a graphic in the beginning or a sign outside the stadium to let people know, before you walk into the ballpark, understand the wave rules. Like a run rule for the wave. 11 runs, you can wave.
11.
8. Arbitrary number. Make up the number. But there's rules to this game here.
Damn, you don't, I didn't know it was that deep.
You don't wave in a
it's
close.
Like the, it's like the biggest sin in baseball.
You don't wave, Landry, in a close game.
You can't wave.
Have some doggone decorum.
It's the biggest sin in the game. Like, you're just, you might as well not even watch baseball if you're waving. Poor kids.
Act like y'all wouldn't raise right.
Got these
man.
Kids out there. You do the first wave, it's cool as a kid. We got these hardos playing baseball.
Hey, tuck your shirt in while you're at it. Pull up your pants.
I love Todd Kalas. I cannot believe how mad he gets about the wave and doesn't even say no hitter. It's crazy to me.
Situational waving.
It's crazy. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. The 713 says, was that last night's Astro game? They had a poll on the screen. Vote for the wave or no wave. No wave won 68% of the vote. That's not a high percentage, especially on Twitter. I mean, of course, what do you think people on Twitter are going to say? Let's wave.
I think that there's something to also maybe some people just siding with, you know, it was Kalas who objected. I feel like he's kind of a likable figure out here. Maybe
very likable and very awesome at what he does. Him and Blum both.
I could see him being influential in that way. People heard him the day before and were like, hey, yeah, I'm with Todd. Stop waving. Or have some decorum.
I stand with Todd,
baby.
Hashtag, I stand with Todd.
Stay in the seat. Just sit in your seat, okay?
Wave decorum.
Hey, down up front.
Hey, can you be quiet?
Hey, down up front, okay? I'm trying to watch the ball game. I'm a season ticket holder. I've been a season ticket holder for 35 years.
I was sitting in front of somebody like that, man. Dude had a notepad, and my wife, who not into the game at all, she turned around and said, hey, what you working on? And this dude was sitting there back there taking stats. He never answered her.
His scorecard.
You don't even know who Mike Scott is. These young kids who are doing the wave, they don't even know who Mike Scott is. They never heard of Nolan Ryan. They don't know about 1988. Down in front. I don't need no wave here. Okay? I'm trying to watch the ball game. I'm trying to throw my peanut shells right by your feet while I keep score of the ball game. Hey, honey, hold on. I wasn't looking. I fell asleep. I had to put my dentures in. Was that 6'4" or was that 6'3" or was that 5'3"? Did he hit that to the third baseman or the shortstop? Oh, okay, 5'3". Okay, wait, it was 6? Oh, dang! I gotta mark that with a pen and keep score of the ball game.
Why did you turn Todd Callis into Clint Sterner?
I'm talking about the fans, man. I'm talking about the fans that are against the wave. The fans that are against the wave. The drunk ass chick. Oh my God! Go Jose Altuve! Oh my God!
A lot of those.
He's not even playing.
A lot of those in Minute Maid.
He's not even playing, honey. He has the day off. Dubon's at second. Oh, go Dubon! 5 innings later. Why are they doing the wave? Why aren't people paying attention to the game? Your drunk ass didn't even know Altuve wasn't playing earlier. He's trying to act like a hardo. These damn fans. Y'all got to get over this wave thing. It's one thing for me to say, because I'll get fired up about some stuff that doesn't matter. But this piling on, this copying about the wave, got to cut it out. Coming up next, the Texans secondary. Should it be more of a concern? Plus, how C.J. Stroud's alleged weakness last year has become a significant strength. Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio.
I wonder if Adam Spillane hates the wave. We'll talk to him. I'm sure he does. Hardo baseball guy.
Yeah, he feels like the hate
who
the
cares?
Wave. Definitely feels like the hate the wave demo.
Yeah.
He could be who cares too, though.
Who cares? Nobody cares about the fans.
Who cares what the fans do?
I think all the wave haters should take it a step further. I think if during the game you're getting a hot dog or a beer or you're on the concourse, I mean, you should have to leave the stadium. You're not a true fan. I mean, if we're going to sit here and say what fans that are actually in their seats should be doing,
if a pitch is thrown and you're on the concourse, you got to leave. We got to be hardos, man. We got to take the hardo fanhood to the extreme.
I mean, I don't know how extreme that is. We got somebody on the text line from 281 saying, if you want to do the wave, go to the soccer game. Okay. He is go back to your country sports guy. You want to do the wave? Leave this baseball game. Go back to where the wave came from.
All right. Go back to keeping score. That's a true fan.
So much for trying to grow the game. I thought we were trying to grow baseball.
I don't think so.
Oh, we're trying to grow the
wave,
game.
Man. It's literally just something someone heard and everyone repeats it. It's weird.
Nah, man. We got to have etiquette.
So, defensive back when it comes to the Texans. Are we in a situation where the secondary should be more of a concern than it is? Because I don't know about you. I tend to dabble in a lot of Texans talk. It's the majority of my life. Between this and the stream and all that, I'm hearing a lot about DB. I'm hearing a lot about wide receiver. I'm hearing a little bit about secondary here and there. But it doesn't seem like when needs are addressed that people are concerned about the secondary. Is it a valid lack of concern? Is it a straw man by me? Where do you sit on the need for the Texans to add players in the secondary?
Yeah, so I'm going to just speak for myself here on this. I feel like I've overlooked it, and that's why I even brought it up.
I have too.
Because I feel like I've done the thing of, hey, I do believe that Jimmy Ward is still a good football player if he's healthy, and I'm kind of assuming health. That might be a little tricky given his age and injury history, but I'm doing that for whatever reason. That could be some hope trafficking on my part. So I'm trying to guard against it or at least poke some holes in my thinking there. So I feel like I'm doing that there with Jimmy Ward. Jalen Petrie, we have seen be a good football player at times before. I know he had a down year, but want to think the best of Jalen Petrie. Okay. Jalen Petrie comeback season, all of that kind of stuff.
All right.
Like, in my mind, they're fine at safety. They might not be. You know, like we had the conversation when all those safeties got released for the cap casualties, right? And all of these all-pro safeties are on the market, and it's like, yo.
Some of them still are.
And some of them still are. The Texans should go get those guys. And I felt that at the time, that feeling has kind of died down a little bit, and I'm not exactly sure why, because nothing's changed. The logic from that time, it still applies. And for whatever reason, I have not kept that same energy. So I'm poking some holes in my thinking here. I feel like I've overlooked safety. Then you go to corner, all right? And I probably like just because everybody hates it so much or is so skeptical of it. And I feel like I've got the
hipster.
I feel like I'm a cornerback hipster with the Texans right now because I don't hate the Jeff Okuda and CJ Henderson signings.
Okay.
Like I don't hate them.
Yeah, I don't hate them.
For what they are, for what they're going to be asked to do. Do I think that Jeff Okuda in this post hype being a top three pick in the draft life can be Steven Nelson ultimately in his career? I don't see why not.
Yeah.
But should I assume
that?
Am I taking that for granted? I think so.
This is why I think you and me, and again, I'm not separating myself from you, but I think you, me, and I think if a lot of people are honest with themselves, loopholes, shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. I think that you say what they are, what Jeff Okuda and CJ Henderson are. And in a perfect world, they're your number two corner. You're putting them on an island like you did Steven Nelson. You're asking them to lock up the number two receiver. And hopefully they perform as well as Nelson did, although Nelson kind of ran out of gas last year. But it's almost like perhaps your most elite talent is becoming slightly overrated in Derek Stingley.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that Derek Stingley, when he's on the field, isn't a baller. And there aren't too many corners that I think are capable of performing as well as Derek Stingley when he's on the field. But I think the end was so awesome and so great and so carefree that we've kind of forgotten that in the last 4 years or whatever of Derek Stingley playing football, yes, the last 4 years, he's missed at least over a third of the season with injury. And it almost feels like we've kind of forgotten that. So, yeah, we can sit here and say, and you can sit here and say, well, I like Okuda and Henderson as potentially reviving their careers and becoming solid number two corners. And the other element of this is, if the front seven improves and you're pressuring the quarterback, then that can essentially make what you need from the corners a little bit less because they're having to defend receivers as much. But what they are right now, assuming that what's happened the last 4 years, nearly half a decade, and Derek Stingley misses a little bit of time, what they are is not what they're going to be, assuming that things stay the same, because then you're asking Jeff Okuda, okay, we're facing the Miami Dolphins. You go get Tyreek, all right? Jeff, you go get Tyreek. Henderson, Desmond King, which one of y'all wants Jalen Waddle? And that's what you're asking. So that's my concern about the secondary is when Stingley Island's out there, he's got it on lock, but have we kind of just forgotten what the biggest question mark was and that the fact that that question mark has played out the two seasons we've seen him?
It's not that Derek Stingley is overrated as a football player, but it's more so what the impact of having that guy is if you don't fill in those other positions with adequate players. Like, what does it mean to have a shutdown corner if that's what he is? And if he is healthy, what does that do for you if there are this many question marks at those other three spots? And the reality of it is three of your four primary, and I know you got nickel corner to throw in there, but you think about the two corner and two safety spots traditionally, it's like, yo, we've got questions about three of the four of them. And then the fourth, the one that we've got the least amount of questions about, has an extensive injury history. So where, you know, what do you feel comfortable about when you sleep at night? Like, are you able to sleep at night knowing that you're an injury away from, and maybe not even just an injury away, even if he's out there healthy, can you rely on these other three players to be out there?
Yeah, that's the concern. That's the interesting thing about it. And meanwhile, wide receiver, you have a guy who performed like a number one receiver last year, coming back, looking to get paid. You have a guy who's performed like a number one wide receiver for a long, long time. And then you have a guy who, hell, he performed like a number one wide receiver before he went down. So at wide receiver, it's a little bit different. It's a matter of making it work. At corner, a little bit different. And I do wonder if, you know, maybe it's a little bit more of a need than perhaps we are anticipating.
And I think it's why it is spots to watch in the draft. You know, safety, corner. These are spots that we might be overlooking, and when we talk about supply and demand, I think there'll be some players available for them in that area. So we definitely should be giving it a little bit more of an eye.
Coming up, Baseball Spo. Let's hear Baseball Spo if he's going to whine about the wave. Let's also ask him about the state of the Astros rotation, what the end game is with Brian Abreu, and really everything you need to know about the Astros. The most informative, educational, enjoyable dose of Astros baseball insight in town with Baseball Spo on the Stros next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Localize It.
Sports Radio 610.
All right, we're going to call Baseball Spo in a sec. Let's find out if he's a wave guy. We got an afternoon game today.
That's right.
110.
Day baseball, my favorite thing.
Yeah, day baseball. So Adam Spo ain't going to come in here huffing, puffing, sweating after his workout. So we'll hear from Baseball Spo. Astros lose their second game yesterday. I'll be honest, I thought it was a good game. I mean, Hunter Brown bouncing back the way he did after how he looked last week, I thought that was
impressive. It's a damn shame that the bats went away. Braves are a good ball club, though. So, you know, I mean, I think that results in the big picture, big scheme of things. I actually think that result would have been better if Hunter Brown had come out and lasted 2/3 of an inning and the Astros had raked and won the game.
Yeah.
Sometimes a loss can be better than a win during the baseball season.
Yeah, but for me, that's the glass half full way of looking at it. For me, the glass half empty way of looking at it is that we talked about going into this series how big of a deal it was for the pitching staff. The least reliable guys were the ones that were going to start. And so far, they've bounced back. Like between Eric Geddy and Hunter Brown, you feel like those guys did bounce back and give you something respectable. And you just didn't have enough with the bats to make anything happen. So for me, it's disappointing that those guys sort of passed the test and, you know, everybody else didn't.
All right. Who they want? Who they want?
Who they want? Baseball Spo. Baseball Spo. Baseball Spo. Baseball Spo. Baseball Spo.
Adam Spillane. The baseball brain. Spo on the Stros here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Spo, I got to ask you, man. What in the hell is your boy Espada going to do about Jose Abreu?
That's a good question. He's in the lineup again today after he wasn't in there yesterday. But, I mean, I think that the chances are kind of running out where, I mean, he's clearly not an everyday player right now. He's not playing every day. And if you look, they had two pinch hit opportunities in the ninth inning, one against the lefty, and he was not one of the guys that they went to. They went to Mauricio Dubon over him. They went to Victor Caratini over him. So they are obviously handling him a little differently than they did last year. Last year when he got off to the slow start, he was still in there every single day. That is no longer the case. So the leash is certainly a whole lot shorter now than it was last year.
So, Spo, it feels like it's fair to say right now about Abreu, he's probably their least ideal option or their worst option at first base. And you talked about how he's kind of been slowly fade, maybe not even slowly. I mean, it's still early, kind of been phased out of the lineup. So what is their best option at first base at this point? Is it Singleton? Like what do you do past the decision of phasing out Jose Abreu as an everyday player?
I mean, I don't think they're necessarily phasing him out. I think they've just turned him into a platoon guy. So I don't know how many times he's going to start against right-handed pitching, at least right now. I mean, look, he started the first game of the series against Darius Vines. He was a right-hander, but he did not start yesterday against Reynaldo Lopez. And then he's in there today against the lefty in Max Fried. So I almost think it's a platoon situation where if they are going up against a left-handed starter, he'll be in there. But if he's going up against a right-hander, or if they're going up against a right-handed starter, then it's kind of just a wait and see. But it's not like he's done anything to show that he deserves to be in the lineup at this point. But just options-wise, they don't have a ton. I mean, you do mention John Singleton. He's been okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he's hit in five straight games. He's actually been a league average hitter, but I don't know if people really believe in that.
What you just described, though, is a phase out. Though.
Yeah, that sounded a lot like
phase
out.
You kind of disagreed with B. Scott and agreed with him. That sounds a little bit like a phase out to me, sir.
As an everyday player, not phased off but as an everyday player.
Yeah, I was kind of disagreeing in Brandon's point that he's being phased out totally. I just think he's being phased out right now as an everyday guy, at least unless he starts to turn things around. And last year, he was given that opportunity to turn. I mean, he was playing every day last year, even when he was struggling. And then eventually, he finally, you know, turned it on towards the end of the year. They clearly aren't giving him that sort of rope, though, right now.
I just think the idea that he won't necessarily start against left-handed pitching, and then they're not pinch hitting him against left-handed pitching, that to me says a lot.
Yeah, the not pinch hitting him against the lefty yesterday, that was pretty alarming. Although it was kind of a situation where you're just looking for a guy who can get on base, but still, that was supposed to be Jose Abreu. That's why they gave him $58.5 million.
Justin Verlander looks like he's going to be back this weekend. What should we expect from Justin Verlander? Is Justin Verlander in position to where he's going to be able to eat innings? What are you seeing from him?
He is going to give you a professional outing every single time, which on a staff that had two guys fail to get out of the first inning last week, that's important. I don't know if he's like ready to give them six or seven innings at this point. I think he's gotten up to 70. I think he got up to 77 pitches in his last starts with Corpus Christi. So he's still building up that pitch count. But you know, I imagine that he'll be able to get up to maybe 90 pitches on Friday in Washington, and then that's when you really start to let him go at that point. But he's a guy who is going to – he's not going to blow up on you. And I think that's what's important right now, because they've had so many games at the start of the season where the starting pitcher only goes three or only goes four or gets knocked out in the first. Like, that's the sort of stuff that absolutely murders a bullpen. And when he's out there, you know, he might not be able to be the – he's not the guy who can give you eight anymore, but he can at least get you six on a pretty consistent basis.
And I think that's always the most – I think that's as much what separates a Justin Verlander from anyone else, is when he doesn't have his best stuff and you look up and he's eaten six innings. Baseball Spo with us here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So I got to ask you this. Todd Callis, I guess, got pretty upset. And every time it happens, you see on Astros Twitter people complaining about it. Are you a wave curmudgeon, aren't you? You're upset about fans having fun at the yard, right?
I mean, I just don't think it's fun. Like, how many people are actually having fun during the wave? You have your annoying people who try and start it, and then everybody who's around them just wants them to sit down and be quiet. So,
they've gotten bullied by guys like you and Callis.
I feel like the people that are starting the wave are bullying you into participation. Hey, wave with me. I don't want to wave with you. I want to watch the game.
Exactly. It's just a lot of bullying. It's just a lot of annoyance. I guess when I was six, I thought the wave was cool, but I'm not six anymore. You know what I mean? So it's just stop.
I mean, what's wrong with it? Should we just sit there and keep
score?
It's just
annoying.
Okay, why?
Just pay attention to the game. You're there to watch baseball.
Okay, well then, why don't we start just kicking people that are on the concourse during the innings out of the game, because they're not paying attention?
You know, you should be like C.J. Stroud. You know what C.J. Stroud did during the wave? Kept his head in his phone. Be C.J. Stroud.
There you go.
Be like C.J. Stroud.
Read something.
Yeah.
Read something. Just, I think it annoys people who are around you. That's all I can say.
Play solitaire or dominoes on your phone.
I'm trying to watch the game, and you got all these people.
So you can't watch
the
game with
the
wave going?
Not if you're standing up in front of me.
Okay, so people shouldn't stand up with two outs then, okay? All right, so let's make that rule too.
That makes more sense. That makes more sense to stand up.
You said Spo just said he doesn't like people standing up, so let's stop standing up during two outs.
But you might stand up yourself during two outs.
Okay, but the way, I just don't know where this wave thing started. Like, Todd Callis.
No one
like
ever
it.
Knows where. Who starts
Todd
it?
Todd Callis doesn't
who's
like it.
Who's the idiot that starts the wave? Identify yourself. 713-572-4610. Are you a wave initiator?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. If you get it started, you get it started.
Reveal yourself.
Now we got all these people that are just like refusing. They're acting like they're. I mean, just go to the game.
We're
have fun.
It.
Be loud. Not above,
above
anything.
It.
We don't even say no hitter on the broadcast, Spo. We're not above anything. What do you mean?
I'm not talking about that one again.
Well, I'm just saying we don't say no hitter on the broadcast. So what? How can we be above anything? Seriously, and it's because of a Twitter poll. So do you hate the wave because people on Twitter hate it?
Hey,
is that where we're at?
Spo hit you with that no comment.
That's all I'm saying.
Let's talk about Maldonado again, Landry.
We got to no. I'm over that.
Oh,
that's
man.
Done. We got a damn train in left field.
This is way
we
more fun than that.
We got a train in left field, man. And we're sitting here acting like we have to be baseball traditions. We got a damn train. Some dude in overalls sitting there trying to get the crowd gassed up.
We got to work.
It's annoying.
Got to work on Landry's baseball etiquette, man.
Nah, just go out there and have some fun. All these people on the concourse. I got Boomer Billy up there keeping score, spitting tobacco on the floor, and throwing peanuts right by my feet. Telling me that no one can wave, no kid can wave.
No, the question is just
come
why
on,
do you,
Boomer Billy?
Why do you have such poor taste in fun? Is just really what
it's
we're trying
to get. It's not a poor taste in fun.
That's what we're trying to get down to.
I just don't know what is and what isn't good. I mean, what are we doing?
The wave. That's what we're
okay,
telling you.
So is the
we're
concourse?
We're like telling
is it,
you.
Is it okay to be getting a hot dog and a beer during the game?
Yes.
Okay. Well, at least these people are in their seats. Have you seen how crowded the concourse is?
They're not in their seats.
Concourse
they're standing
is more
up in
crowded
front of Spo.
Than the damn seats.
They're standing up while Spo's trying to cover the game.
Spo's sitting in the press box looking at Baseball America prospect rankings. He's not impacted by this wave.
It's annoying.
It is not annoying. You are inheriting this annoyance.
Annoying.
You are annoyed because this has been passed down. It's like a snowball effect of wave. Crazy.
It's
man.
Annoying, trust me.
All right, whatever, Spo.
Hey, Spo.
You would like it too.
I don't like it. I just don't get the dislike for it.
I don't think there's anything more on brand than Landry not liking people who rail against the wave and Spo being somebody who doesn't like the wave. Like that is very consistent with y'all personalities.
Baseball hardo. Spo, appreciate you. Enjoy it. I know you like afternoon games. Hopefully it's a quick one.
All right, see you later.
All right, there you go. That's the man, Baseball Spo. on the Stros here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Coming up at 11:20, I don't know where this is going to go, but Brandon Scott said O.J. Simpson's death got him thinking about Damian Pierce. I have no idea where the hell that's going to go. I'm intrigued to find out. But coming up next, this time last year, we were very concerned about wide receiver. We were wondering what the Texans are going to do at wide receiver. Here we are a year later. We're feeling pretty dang good about it based on what happened last year and based on what they've added. I'm going to ask this to you. I'm going to ask this to B. Scott. I'm going to ask this to Figgy. What could be this year's wide receiver? At this point next year, what complete 180 could we see when it comes to a Texans position group? That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.